And this morning my wife was talking, and so many things happened in my life here in New York City, and there was a time that I could not take it anymore. There was 2 attempts of suicide in my life. One when I was a little boy. Second, when I was trapped here in the city of New York. This was nothing but a jungle. There was all kinds of race problems, and in that time you didn't know. I thought that this was American the free, but it was total different, or American the brave. To find out that you have to live by a little piece of land, blocks that you call my territory, my turf. To understand that there was little kinds of race that they don't love you, they hate you. And the same thing, it was divisive because that the way I used to feel about all of them. And then you come to the faithfulness about life. I came to the conclusions that it was my life. New York City was a jungle, and the law of the jungle, you behave like an animal. The animal don't know the difference between right and wrong. The animal has to kill another animal. And unfortunately, that's the way many people feel when they are trapped. And one of the memories that I remember, after I committed a crime, and it was awful, it was terrible. And yet, the voice of my mother and all of those voices began to take a strong hold on me. I couldn't take it no more. There's 2 words that I hate, and I believe everybody hates. Is the brutality of loneliness, being betrayed by loneliness, that began to eat you little by little. I began to take the best of you, and that's when you began to feel depressed. That's when you began to feel voices, negative voices, to tell you that you are nothing, that you are no good for nothing, that the best way is to check yourself out of this life, that you don't belong here, and you don't know there's something beyond life because you don't know nothing about it. And that day, it was so dark. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was depressed. And I committed a crime. Ugly crime. I could not take the pressure anymore, so I felt so alone. And the second word is being unwanted. And I felt that diabolic spirit all over that little room, that I was defenseless and it had no power to fight back. And I remember I got so crazy. I lost it. I lost my mind. And I put my head down and I started running from one side of the wall to the other with my head, and I hit that wall. I fall on the floor and blood all over. I was screaming so hard that the neighbor was an old lady by the name of Mary that was about 80 years old. And I still get up, run against, and I hit that wall with my head, fall down, get up, and I'm screaming. And I could not control until I just stood there half unconscious. And when you began to remember all these things, When you began to go into your background, when you began to think from where you come from, when you began to think why are you still alive, when you began to think in those days of witchcraft in the Cruz family, where there was manifestations of evil and the devil really have my family trapped, and my father and my mother believe in that. In those days, there you began to feel these kinds of influence that was so strong. And since I was a little boy, like, then I began to think, when I used to sleep with my brother Cello, and with my brother Cocky, that night, it was so awful, because that was definitely there's something about my soul. It was a power that tried to choke me so hard, and I had no way, and I was losing my breath, and I could hardly breathe, and it was an invisible power that just is choking me. And then I began to think, if my mother hate me this much, why she don't come in the midnight hours, walking into my room, grab a pillow, press it upon my face, and take me out of this misery. Take me out. This is how much it is. Take me out. Then I come into this city. I'm running wire. And here I got another family. I was the warlord of them. We began to fight every gangs. We declare war against the police. We then kill a little boy about 13 years old. We declare war against the police. Here we went wire to all of these things. Here I was in and out of in jail. And when I'm in jail, there's nothing. What are you going to do? You locked up in a little cell. You there thinking, smoking your mind, smoking cigarette. And there you began to think, if I'm a human being, why I behaving like an animal? If I'm an animal, really, why I conducting myself as a human being? I was trapped. This is me trapped in this city. This is when there was no way out. Here, why my mother didn't kill me? Why I wasn't killed when I was running wire all over the street of New York? Why I wasn't killed when showers of bullets was going everywhere? Why? That is the answer that I'm giving you today as a husband, as a father, as a minister. You know why the devil could not kill me? Because I was born to serve the Lord, and there was no way that he can kill me. No way. Regardless if I was walking in that kind of life. But I thank God, never is too late. Never is too late. God is a God of love. He said, Jesus Christ said by his own lips, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish but have everlasting life. I didn't know who Jesus Christ was, but I thank God that there's always a Holy Spirit that speaks to human beings today, that speaks to Christians today, directing Christian today, give them mission to Christian today. And here is in a little town of Pennsylvania, God Holy Spirit was talking, a skinny preacher by the name of David Wilkerson, a hillbilly, a hick, who came to New York, and here he never thought that he can get killed. He never had son in his life, a brown guy. He didn't know what rice and beans was all about. isn't something that God can take nobody and make somebody? It is a wonderful feeling to know where you're going today. And I want to say this. I thank God that Wilkinson was obedient. I'm glad. He's gone with Jesus, but I'm still here. I'm still his voice. Because I know the power of love. And when that man challenged me, and those words that he told me that Jesus loved me, that he wasn't afraid to be killed and yet to be cut in 1,000 pieces, and to proclaim that I can throw them right there on the street and every little piece will arise and cry now that Jesus loves you. For what? Because Wilkerson did something in my mind that has to be the Holy Spirit. He got through my head. He got through my mind. Hey, I want to say to all of you, when somebody talks to you and says something about Jesus Christ, don't take it for granted. Never take that for granted. You never know what is going to happen. Don't be embarrassed, because you're going to be embarrassed, because God's going to speak to you and he will change you, and then you become a fanatic for Jesus Christ. Don't be embarrassed. No. And here, I was embarrassed in front of my girlfriend, no Gloria. And I went to see Dave. I never expected that this would happen. Dave Wilkerson, when he put the finger on me, he wasn't putting the finger on me. He was putting the finger in a curse. It was beyond my life. It was, regardless if I had to go through the most painful moments of my childhood, it is well. Because it that took for me to come to New York City to do what I did, and to be confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm full of rage, went after the preacher. He just came with a message from heaven to tell me that Jesus loves you, Nick. And here I went to heal this preacher. I didn't went by myself. I took 75 guys for protection. What a tough guy. I wasn't afraid of nothing. And Dave Wilkerson was so naive. He brought 12 different gangs in that night to this place. You got to be naive. You got to come from the twilight zone to do things like this. Hallelujah. There are 2,000 people there. Little that I know, the son of Doña Aleja Cruz and Don Garo Cruz, my parents, that are going to walk into a place that no one in my family ever have walked in. That I'm going to walk into a mystery that's going to resolve the problems of all my family. And that was the day when I walked in, the 2,000 people, we did a lot of terrible things. We started dancing with the music we're playing. We started sending signals to the other gangs. We collect the offering for the preacher. And people wasn't giving because they love God. They was giving because we forced them with guns, put the money here or you're gonna be dead. But I want to tell you my feeling. For a moment, you feel relaxed and you laugh. I didn't know what was going to take place. I didn't know where I step in. I didn't know what is going to happen to Nikki Cruz. I didn't know what is going to happen to my gang. I didn't know if I want to see my family again. I didn't know that I'm gonna die like a dog in the street. I never experienced that kind of beautiful word that is so powerful. Love. Love. And that night, regardless of whatever happened, I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. That night, together with 25 guys and their girlfriends and my girlfriend, I was deeply touched by 2 minutes of their words of message, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, how Jesus died. Because in the beginning, I thought that Wilkerson was a witch. I'm serious, because those things remind me of my parents. The difference, this thing is not Lucifer. This one is Jesus Christ. That is the difference. That night, for the first time in my life, I became vulnerable. Do you understand me? Vulnerable. I was so hard that I never opened my heart to no one, either to my girlfriend. But that night, there's something different. I will question the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the brutality of that crucifixion, that Jesus Christ was innocent, that he didn't deserve to die, that he deserved to live. Nikki Cruz deserved the electric chair. That he was good, I was evil. But to all of this, Jesus Christ had the courage to whatever went through, to all the beating that he went through, to the way that he was spit at him, and all the people that cursing. Here, Jesus Christ never cursed. He took it. He never was afraid. He got guts. And there he took that cross, and between heaven and earth, there is the body of Jesus Christ. And still, Jesus Christ pronounced those words, that is the only thing that I can give you, those words of forgiveness. He said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. I didn't know what I was doing. I was a sinner without a scruple. And that was the night that I stood up. It took time. When Wilkerson told me, let me pray for you. And I said, no, in the beginning. No, 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 no. But Jesus broke the ice. And I went with 25 guys and the girlfriends. How I can describe, it was so moving. The whole place became a valley of sorrow and tears. I was looking at my friends, and they were crying so hard. They're mourning and groaning with so much pain. I was confused. I want to get out of there. And I told my best friend, come on, let's get out of here, Israel. He turned his face toward me, and there is you. drown in tears. No, Nikki. I'm going to give my life to Jesus. That was the word of Israel. That night, I felt alone. 6 months before, I lost my best friend. So many stabbing on his chest, holding his head and watching die. Now, here is your 6 months later, want to give his heart to Jesus. And he going to go with Jesus and that skinny preacher? I told him, you going to follow him? But that night, I have no other place to run. Every place, every avenue of life, and it was closed. And I collapsed in the loving arms of Jesus Christ. And that night, I let him love me. That night, I began to feel the true love of a divine father who loved Nikki Cruz. That night, he kissed my pains away. That night, he set me free. That night, he brought the change of hell in my life. That night, I can say that no longer I was a bastard, that now I have a heavenly Father who loved me so much, and he never, never gonna walk away from me. That night, Jesus Christ, and listen to me, all your family, it is truth. God broke the change of witchcraft in the Cruz family. That night, it was the night of revelation that there's a God and his name is Jesus Christ, that there's salvation in Jesus Christ, that he came to save what it was lost. That night, how I can explain it, I want you to go with me to the ER room, to the emergency room, okay? To the hospital. I want the musician to take your place. That night, I can describe it this way. It's emergency. My body, and this is the only way I can really explain my conversion. There's my body laying on this bed with wheel. There's two people pushing me, and the door crashed with the bell, with the bed, and there was open. Turn to the other. To the right, going to another door, go to another door, and there I found myself in this room, and there's a bright, bright light. Then I noticed somebody walking toward me. Hey, in this time, there's no fear. Gently he came and he closed my eyes and I went with him. I trust him. Then he came and opened up my chest. Went deep down inside of my chest and pulled my heart out. watching everything with my own eyes of the living. Watching drops of blood falling on the floor, and there's go the hate, the bitterness, the loneliness, the anxieties, the uncertainty, the fear, the rejection, the depressions, and those drops of blood are falling. Then I noticed something strange. He took my heart that was beating in his hands with life, and I watched my heart beating so in his hands. He got so close, and I noticed that he gave a kiss to my heart. And just he spoke a few words to my heart. Then he put my heart back. He closed my chest. Wake me up. And when I opened my eyes, the blind man now can see. Now I got a new heart. A heart of flesh. Now I can say, I'm free, free, free like a bird. I can fly so high that I can be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no more fear. Faith has been the dominion of everything that had to do with fear. No more hate. Jesus Christ has baptized Nikki Cruz with love. I have been baptized with love. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in salvation. I do believe in delivering. That Jesus Christ can heal our family. Can Jesus Christ will do miracles that you have never had seen in your life. That Jesus Christ can give you a new heart. That Jesus Christ can heal your mind. That Jesus Christ can heal your body. That Jesus Christ can penetrate into those areas that nobody can touch. He can do it today. This is the day of salvation. This is the biggest surprise. Thank God for my mother that she's in heaven. My father is in heaven. Thirteen of my brother gave their heart to Jesus Christ. Can that happen to you? I'm going to challenge you. The people here and the people that is in the other room. I don't know what you were planning to sing. I don't know. You won. Listen. Oh, listen. You might think Nikki Cruz is mellow. Listen. That Jesus that I'm talking about, he's here. You don't see it, but it's here. You don't see him, but you can feel him. It's here. And for those people that they are looking for an exit, those people that are looking for a way, those people that they have given up with your life, with yourself, those people that you have been let down, those people that you feel trapped, those people that have everything but yet you feel you have nothing, those people that in this moment you feel that you have been haunted by a curse,
those people that have been bound by all kinds of different drugs that is the biggest epidemic in this country. Those young people that they are looking for thrill in all those places and you are let down. Those parents that you have given up for your children. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day of resurrection. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of forgiveness. This is the day of confession. Confess your sin to Christ. And he will hug you. And he hug like he hugged me. He will kiss you like he kissed my pain. I want you to get out from every place you are. This place is going to be so small, but it's all right. I want everybody to stand up. And I'm going to ask you to come to Jesus. And don't start looking around who's going to be the first one. That's a bunch of chickens. Don't look for the first one. Get out from whatever you are and say, Nikki Cruz, if Jesus changed you, if Jesus changed your mother and your father, if Jesus changed you, brothers, he can change me too. I want the blessing of God. I just renounce the curse. I am not going to listen to many voices anymore. I'm going to listen to the voice of the great shepherd, the one who's going to lead me straight. Just get out from whatever you are as we're going to be singing and just come, okay? Move. Don't be afraid. Those people from the balcony, don't think that you're so close to God that you don't need to come down here. All right? Get out from whatever you are. Bring your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your family, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband. Come. In the name of Jesus, come to the day of salvation. I don't feel to disturb what is happening here. But I want to say this, that we live in a moment of urgency. He can change you. He's going to change you. Good. Okay. You see, I want you to understand this. And this is not a fantasy. I've been in this for so many hundreds of times. But some of you, you know that your life is in danger. Your family is in danger. Some of you, as I speak, you are bound. Some of you don't know what this meeting is all about. All over this neighborhood, you have received all kinds of advertising to come to this meeting. I look up and I see so many family, and I'm a New Yorker, really, regardless if I live in Colorado Springs. But I tell you, the worst thing that can happen in this evening, and you notice that there's no pressure, the ires, people on the ire, there's no pressure. But I still feel in my heart of heart, it might be to you a strange feeling that there are people, family here that you need to come. It's an urgency. The devil wants to take your soul. And the devil is a liar. And there's a power in the blood of Jesus Christ in this place. There's family here that you should be right now begging Jesus Christ to deliver you. Many of you, you know what you're doing in private. You need to get it right.
And the only way to do it is through two words. Confess and repent. And the last one, ask God for forgiveness. Some of you children, you might have your parents here. And I'm going to ask you a favor. That you turn to your parent and say, Dad, Mom, for a long time, we need Jesus in our home. Let's bring Jesus back to the breakfast table. Let's bring Jesus back to our home. Let's live in harmony and peace. Forgive me, Dad. Forgive me, Mom. Whatever you had to do. And if God is speaking to you, grab your father by his hands and your mother. Because today we live in the age that the children are the ones who are begging for Jesus Christ. We're going to sing one more time. Then I'm going to let Pastor David Ham to take over. But I do feel there's a spirit of deliverance here. I do feel that God is calling you. Don't say no. And my warning is, don't you dare walk through those exits when Jesus Christ is speaking to you. He might never speak to you with the same tenderness and kindness that he's doing it right now. Get out from whatever you are in the name of Jesus Christ. And make peace with Jesus. Come to him and tell him, I come to you to make peace with you. And you know what you're going to receive back? His peace. His peace. I'm going to ask the people standing here to stay. The people who are there in your seat, you can sit down. Because right now we're going to deal with the pain that I can feel all over this place. I want you to keep a spirit of prayer, a spirit of intercession, because there's people in this church, that's what they do. There's people right now are praying to see him for this moment. I want you to put your heart and trust Jesus in his hands. If you have never trusted anybody in your life, this is the moment that you don't see it like I said before, but you can feel him. And you can live at peace. He's going to forgive you. He's going to lift you up. He's going to answer your prayer. He's going to give you a new start. He's going to take your suffering, turn that suffering into joy that you needed so bad. We're going to pray right now. I'm going to just make this inspirational prayer. Then Pastor David will do the rest, the sinner prayer, or whatever. I know some of you are broken. Don't be afraid to cry, because I did cry so hard the day when I gave my life to Jesus. It was a mix of feelings. I was crying for my horrible sin, yet I was crying for the joy of receiving Christ as my personal Savior. Sweet Jesus of the Bible, what else I can say or pray? I know that you sent Christ, that you gave us this gift, Christ, that he died for our sin. Our heart is busted with so many things, so many problems, so many things that we carry on for a long, long, long time. I ask you to do the thing that people think that is the impossible. Do what you can do that is the possible. That you have the power to take that person right now, that you take the power to take that heart, that you can melt the heart, that you can change the heart, and the heart can be a heart of flesh, so the heart can feel you, Jesus. Take their mind. Oh God, I pray for everyone's mind. We live in a moment that we listen to so many voices. We hear so many voices. Oh, Father, stop everything. And many people have given up in their mind. And many people allow all these negative thoughts in their minds. But there's one thing that I know that we have in this room that is for real. That you are the Prince of Peace, and you want to cast out the pricks of darkness out of every mind here by the power of Jesus Christ and his blood. And Jesus, the battle is so strong. This church is a light right here in Times Square. And right now, I'm going to ask every believer here in this room to go right into battle, and we're going to win. That right now, every believer here, every born-again person, every person that is filled with the Holy Ghost in this moment, we have the keys right here in our hands. And we're going to pray in this moment that you deliver everyone and you cast every demon out of this place in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of your blood. The blood of Jesus Christ will fall in everyone that is depressed, possessed. And we will sing the power in the blood, in the wonderful blood of Jesus Christ. There's power to cleanse us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Every believer, just stretch your hand out towards those who have come to the altar. Every person that's come forward, just pray this prayer with me. Jesus, I believe in you to be my Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Make me a new person. Forgive me of my sins. Heal my heart. Cleanse me. Make me whole right now. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for showing me kindness. I want to walk with you. I want to live my life for you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me freedom, for giving me victory right now in my life. I am free from the bondage of sin. I am free from addiction. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from all evil. I am free. In your name I pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.